Welcome to the Insights on Internships from Professor Jones podcast, or IOI for short. If you're a student studying hospitality and tourism management, and you have an internship or work experience requirement, this podcast is for you. That also includes those of you in event management, or MICE emphasis, as it's called in certain parts of the world. It's my objective to pass along the knowledge I've gained in nearly 50 years in the hospitality field. As an industry professional, I hired and managed interns. As a faculty member, I supervised students in their internships and oversaw internship courses. As an academic administrator, I developed curriculum that incorporated internships and work experience. So I've experienced every aspect of the process. Each episode will typically be less than 15 minutes long. The topics will cover the entire range from determining the type of internship you want, through the actual internship experience, and finally the reflection afterwards on what you've learned and how to connect it to your future career ambitions. The topic of this IOI episode is, so what's invisible? The global pandemic has created a need for flux. Things have changed and you need to be part of the solution. Fortunately for us, April Rennie, a business acquaintance of mine, whom I've followed on LinkedIn for years, recently published a great book on the topic of flux. The title is Flux, The 8 Superpowers for Thriving in Constant Change. Her book will be the framework for this episode. Now, there are 8 superpowers in the flux mindset. We're going to focus on 3 of those superpowers. It'll be my interpretation of each, how it applies to you and your hospitality industry internship, why it's important to you, and then we'll finish with a discussion guide for you to consider for each one. Now, the 8 flex mindset superpowers are run slower, so what's invisible, get lost, start with trust, know you're enough, create your portfolio career, be all the more human, and let go of the future. So I said, we're going to address 3 of those superpowers. While all the superpowers might be relevant, I'm going to focus on the 3 I think are the most important to an internship scenario. Create your own portfolio career, see what is invisible, and be all the more human. The first one was addressed in the Internship Reflections podcast, and you'll find excerpts from that in there. This episode will focus on see what's invisible, while a future episode will address the last of those 3 superpowers. So what's invisible? A definition and relating it to the hospitality internship. It's about knowing your blind spots, what's invisible to you. I think there are 2 themes to this superpower. One is about cultural norms that shape the way we see things, and the other is about being aware of your privilege, as April calls it. So let's start with the culture and norms. We need to learn from others and expand our view, okay? A variety of different guests and customers with widely different expectations is certainly what you're going to face. You need to be observant. The same applies for the people that you work with. Housekeeping staff in the USA, for example, and elsewhere, are oftentimes from different ethnic backgrounds than the leadership in the hotel. Cross-cultural issues exist both internationally and domestically. And by that, what I mean is that different cultures and norms can exist even within those from your own country as well as from those in other countries or when you are working overseas from where you are located. In this case, internal and domestic refer to whichever country you may be based in. Singapore, for example, domestically has 3 cultures, 4 religions, That creates domestic cultural issues. What I've learned from living and working in other countries is that there are many different perspectives. I've learned from my observations and even changed how I see things once in a while. Most importantly, it taught me what true service in our business is all about. And I owe that a great deal to my experience in Asia. And what I've learned more specifically from that Asia experience, I separate into four different differentiating factors. First, respect for elders. What that translates to me, is an understanding that those who have been there, done it longer, are given respect for how they have accomplished what they have done. Titles are also important from that perspective. I know that in my role as a professor, I had a different relationship with the students in Asia than I did in the U.S. Sometimes they overlook what may be differences of opinion just because they're trying to respect you as the more senior person and knowledgeable person. The second has to do with the concept of face. And what I mean in this case, sometimes face is looked at as, you know, we need to make sure that somebody is always given good respect and, again, face in terms of social situations. But I look at it here as also affecting that in our business in hospitality and the meeting and events industry, it's about giving face to others, making others feel important. The third one is work before self. This was an important concept for me. This is something I didn't understand at all before I worked in Asia the first time back in the 90s. The importance of the status of working for a hotel, for example, is looked at very highly amongst your peers. When I worked for Shangri-La back in the early 90s in Asia, if no matter what your position was in Shangri-La, if you told your friends you worked for Shangri-La, that was you had all immediate respect. And people put that work as an important element. I remember when I first got to Hong Kong the first time, and I went into my office, and it came to be about 6 o'clock in the evening, and my wife is at home wondering when I'm coming, and nobody has left. I used to leave. I don't know when they left, but people just stayed on. Now, those first three factors I gained from my first experience back in the 90s. Later, I added a fourth factor in my academic experience in Asia, and that is that in Asia, people are educational sponges. In other words, they want to learn from everyone, and then they want to squeeze that sponge and make it personal for them. Now, that's the kind of thing that you learn about cultural experiences on all kinds of level, domestic and internationally. And if you get the experience of working internationally for an internship, that's a tremendous opportunity to learn from something like that and put your own context of why that's different. The second part of this superpower is being aware of your privilege. Now, specifically, I'm looking here at your college education as a privilege within that concept of that definition. So how do you see others is what you need to be thinking about. You need to get away from the privilege which can blind your view. So you're a college student, but putting the classroom into action in the real world can be challenging. The things that you learn in the classroom may not be reflected as easily to those that you work with if they haven't had that same privilege of the college experience. So keep in mind, those that you work with weren't as fortunate to earn that college degree. However, they know a lot more about their job than you do. So you need to be aware of that. Some actions to take to uncover that invisibility. Being aware of the resistance to change in others. Again, being observant. When you're asked to do something, when somebody asks you to do something, or when you have to ask someone to do things, be observant as to how people react. Think with your heart as well as your head. So we are still a people business. We need to be compassionate and have empathy, and that's important in terms of our relationship with those that we work with, work for, and down the road that work for you. I know I had to learn this. I think logically with my head. I need to think sometimes with my heart and think about how other people feel. Now, actions take based on what you don't see. You want to anticipate guest needs and potential issues. You need to identify patterns of different people, different types of customers, and what they do. The same is true with those that you work with in other departments, for example. You want to detect issues before they happen and then adapt to the new situations. In other words, you're trying to see the bigger picture here, the interconnected nature of all hotel operations. So why is this important to you? Well, you need to understand your fellow employees in addition to your customers. You need to keep in mind that someday in the future, you may very well be managing the position you're holding as that intern. Now, as I mentioned, April actually provides in her book a discussion guide for each superpower. And I want to go through the discussion guide for See What's Invisible and give my interpretation of that. So the first study question is, do you tend to trust your head or your heart more? As I mentioned earlier, you need to have empathy. So your heart isn't a bad thing. You don't want to suppress that. You want to make sure that your heart is in the job you're doing and relationship to others. When your peers tell you to turn right, do you ever want to turn left instead? I certainly relate to that. And I think you need to think about that too, is that following whatever the path is that you're given may not necessarily be the right path if you have to think maybe you need to turn left a few times along the way. And maybe that's directed by that thinking with your heart rather than your head. Can you detect invisible patterns? Can you see the differences between different types of customers? Can you see the difference between different departments and the people that work within those? How aware are you of the rules that govern your life? How explicit are they? This is part of that privilege issue, is to think about what are some of those things that you have that maybe others don't, that you can still learn from others as well as pass on your own knowledge. And then the last point, the last question essentially in the discussion that she adds is, how has privilege or lack of privilege, if you will, affected your script? What are the kinds of privilege that you experience as a result of your background? Certainly goes beyond your college education, but I'll leave the others to you. So in summary, be aware of how others see things. And of course, put a little plug in here, go out and buy the book. Thanks for listening to this episode of my IOI podcast. If you heard something you liked, please share it with your fellow classmates. I'd also encourage you to forward it on to your faculty internship supervisor. Hey, you could even include your supervisor at your place of work. Enjoy your internship learning experience.